Bro, there's a fuck ton of noise, and I don't know where the noise is coming from, but I can see it in the thingy, basically. But you guys, so sadly, we didn't have an episode last week. Let me tell you the gist. So I planned and planned and planned. I remember when I was still at home in October, I was like, school ends 17th of December. So I was like, fuck, I don't have an episode for 17th of December. So like, fuck, you know, I was like, shit, that's where the problem was going to be. And so what I did here was that I made multiple episodes. Like, I'm supposed to have 24 a season, right? And I already had 19, so I was like, I needed the last one to be a recap. So I was like, instead of having 19, let me have 22. So I made 3 extra episodes. Somehow, some way, 3 episodes that I had, I just didn't fucking like them. Like, I edited all of them, listened to them, and I was like, this is shit, and I'm not uploading that. So I just kind of had to accept my fate and, you know, just be like, you know what, no episode for 10th. And I knew that I was going to record with Primo that week, so I was like, you know what, even if I don't have an episode on this Sunday, which is the 10th, something is going to happen during the week and I'll just have an episode then. And that was what happened. And Thursday, I had an episode with Primo. If you haven't listened to that, make sure you guys go check that one out. But sadly, we didn't have an episode for Sunday, which was so sad to me because I'm like, fuck, I was on my shit. Like, 2 years, no day missed. So I was like, ugh, what the fuck? But it's never going to happen again. Never say never, but like, hopefully it doesn't happen again. Because I really, like, planned, made 3 extra episodes, and somehow, some way, they all did not fly. But yeah, that's what happened. That's why we didn't see each other or talk to each other last Sunday. But today is, it's currently 10:45 p.m. and it's 15th of December. This episode comes out on the 17th. Cool, fine. But tomorrow, which is 16th, kind of begins December for me, you know? So like, I remember when I made the Lagos Living episode, I was like, I'm going to make a Lagos in December episode. This is not it. This is not that episode. Hopefully that one still comes, but that one is going to be recorded with somebody else. But like, this is kind of like prep for December. I feel like these things aren't, I wouldn't say it's applicable to everybody, but like, it's applicable to most people around the same age as me. Maybe like 15 to 20, I don't know, maybe. But like, this is like my tips that I would give you for Lagos in December, if that makes sense. If that's why I even decided to name the episode, just kind of like me preparing you for Lagos in December, but like not to an extreme, if that makes sense. So tomorrow, which is 16th, kind of begins my December, and my December is not packed. I remember saying that I'm just going to try to go out this December just to see how things are, just to have fun. And I feel like that's the same advice I would give to like everybody listening. Like, if you're contemplating, oh, should I really go out this December, should I not, I feel like you should. I honestly feel like you should. And I'm not one to necessarily like advise anybody to go out, because I just prefer being in my house, and I never get FOMO. So I'm not going out because I may get FOMO and be like, oh fuck, what if I went? Like, never going to happen. But like, I actually do want to go out this December, and I'm going out this December. And I feel like December is just the best time to go out because the holiday is not that long. Like, my holiday is like 3 weeks, I think. And let's just say this was the first week, right? And then the last week, I'm already getting ready to go back to school. So it's like 2 weeks in between. That's like 4 weeks, yeah. But like, it's not long. So if you only go out like 3 times, for me, I'm only going out maybe like 4 or like 5 times. It feels a lot because everything is just so jam-packed. And I feel like that's like the best time to go out, when you like have some time to rest, but then everything just kind of is happening all at once. And that's like the best time. I'm not even joking. Like, summer is long, so like, even if you go out like 5 times in summer, it's going to feel like you didn't really go anywhere. But this one, even if I'm going out just 5 times or 4 times, it feels like I went out a lot. And I just kind of like December, to be very honest. I feel like the events that happen are just kind of fun, and like, you know. So I would advise you to go out. And I feel like, especially if you're in Nigeria, obviously, because this is Lagos in December, if you're like, oh, you don't want to go out this December, you want to go out next December, maybe you were like, oh, you don't have enough money to go out this December, you want to go out next December, God forbid, but let's be for real, next year, things are going to be so much more expensive. I feel like before this year, like back in 2019, that was like the last time I went for a concert, things were so cheap. Like 10k, I would get a ticket to go for a concert. And like, obviously, that's still money, but like, compare it to now. If I find a concert of 20k, I'm like, fuck, like, this is so good. Do you get? And like, at that time, Uber was so cheap. 2k, I'm there. I remember spending 1k on Uber. So if you're like, oh, like, you don't really have enough money now, and you're like, next year you'd save up, please just spend the money now. Nothing is guaranteed in this country. I can promise you that. If I were you, I'd just go out. And you know something, yeah? I have this problem where I like to plan everything. I like to figure shit out. But like my friends, like a few of my friends, they can literally go out, no money, no plan. All they have is a mission. The mission is to go and have fun. And they will find their way there and find their way back. And they do it effortlessly and they do it well. I have no idea how they do it. Would I ever join them? Not really. But Lagos is small, you know, like, obviously, you're going to have somebody that lives close to you that is going the same direction, is going to, you know, like, you're going to find your way. So just have fun. Have fun. Even if it's just twice, three times that you go out, have fun. Go out and have fun. If you're traveling to the village, that's like a different situation. But if you're around, just have fun. Once, twice, three times, four times, five times. Just have fun. That's my advice to you. And normally I wouldn't tell you to go out, but like, just have fun. I promise you, that is the best thing you can do. Especially because everybody's in Lagos, sorry, this December. I'm just so excited. I have no idea why. I never am though, but like this time I'm just like, oh my God, I actually kind of am enjoying this, you know? So that's basically the gist, I guess. Tomorrow is the beginning of mine. Not tomorrow for you guys. Yesterday for you guys was the beginning of my own Lagos in December. I'm not really going out too much. But then again, I'm still going out for a few things. And it's pretty spaced out. So that'll be fun. But this episode now, let me prepare you for Lagos in December. And now, if you're one of those people that used to rent Airbnb, I don't think I'm talking to you. I really don't think I'm talking to you because, you know, maybe we're not on the same wavelength. You know, me, I'm still a young kid. I'm not renting no Airbnb. I'm not renting nothing. So yes, let me prepare you for Lagos in December, especially if you are a child like me. One, always carry a power bank. Like, see, 90% of people in my own universe, basically, use an iPhone. Yes, I use an iPhone too. But babes, be fucking for real. Your battery is going to die. And if you come near me and ask me if I have a power bank or a cord, I will punch you. Carry a power bank at all costs. And you know something so funny? Everybody needs a power bank, but then they just don't want to have to hold it when they're not using it. And they don't want to have to carry a bag. So because of their aesthetic that they want to conform to of not carrying a bag and not having to hold a power bank and a cord, you're not going to be asking me for my power bank, please. Always carry a power bank. If your phone should die, you're going to look so stupid, especially because you are going out at night. Like, you need your phone. Please, you need your phone. If you're going out in the day, maybe you don't really need your phone. But like, don't you want to take snaps? Don't you want to make memories? You need your phone. So please carry a power bank. Carry a tiny bag with you. Put the power bank there. Like, it's never that difficult. People are too lazy. Like, they don't want to carry bags. And I used to do that too. But then now I'm like, babes, I need to carry a bag. And I always carry a bag. And I always carry a power bank for myself alone. Please don't come and ask me for mine. But always carry a power bank with you when you are going out because you need it. Also goes hand in hand. Hold your phone tight. this is, first of all, nighttime that you're going out. Second of all, concerts where people are a lot. Not only can your phone break, that's even one thing that could happen. Your phone could break, but that one's even better. But like, your phone could get stolen and you're never going to find it. The only time that I would tell you, oh, don't hold your phone tight, is if you have 600k plus hidden somewhere for you to buy a new phone when your phone breaks. And the thing is, if my phone were to get stolen, I would be so sad and I would cry. But then again, my iCloud is not backed up. And it's like, okay, babes, back it up. I can't. My card doesn't work for it. I have no idea why. So not only would I be sad that my phone got stolen, but everything is gone. So if you're like, oh, your iCloud is backed up, oh, you have 600k plus hidden somewhere to buy a new phone, then feel free. You can even drop the phone on the floor. Put it in your back pocket. Not a problem. But if you do not have 600k hidden somewhere to buy a new phone and your iCloud is not backed up and you actually care about your phone and not losing it, then hold your phone tight. Don't put your phone in your back pocket. It looks cool. I know. In back of your jeans, it looks so cool. But best believe, your phone is going to get stolen. People are looking for money in this Lagos, so please. Even people that you think look proper, even people that you think can never steal phones, like, nah, this person looks too prop. Your phone's going to be gone, and you're going to be looking, and you're going to cry. And then your phone getting stolen, if you came with nobody, you're going to sleep at that concert. You will sleep there. So hold your phone tight. Now, next thing, Uber. I'm a very, 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 very stingy human being when it comes to spending money on Uber. I just don't think it makes sense. Now, if you're like me, make sure you have your friends that you can split Uber with. 2 to 4 friends. Because when you guys split the Uber, it wouldn't really touch you like that because, you know, money splits. But also, like, go out with your friends. Like, I feel like if an event isn't so fun, as long as you have your friends, you're good to go. I promise you, like, I would never go out if my friends were not going. Like, even if I really want to go for something and, like, I don't have friends that are going, I'm not going anywhere. Like, it's just not going to happen. Like, I can have fun without knowing the people there, but, like, honestly, your friends just make everything fun. I'm not going to lie to you. There's nothing that's so much fun that, you know, you not having anybody there will still be fine. Like, you having people there, you seeing your friends is kind of what makes it work. So always go with your friends, even if it's just one friend. Cool, fine. And you guys can split Uber and you guys can get ready together, and like, you guys can pre-game. Now, when it comes to pre-gaming, don't drink too much, but drink. If you drink, if you don't drink, fine, cool. I don't drink, but then I could, I'm allowed to. If I want to, I can. I'm not against it. I'm not, you know, being sober for any reason. Like, I could drink if I wanted to, but then I just don't drink when I'm on my own. But then when I'm getting ready with friends, cool. Make sure you guys pregame, but not too much. I'd rather you pregame than you drink at the event. Because I feel like it's so easy to be excessive when you're already there. And like, I don't necessarily judge, but I've just been at so many events where people are just like throwing up everywhere, and like, I don't really care too much. Like, I don't have anybody's face in my mind when I'm saying that, but I just remember like people throwing up at concerts, and it's just never that deep, and it just gives off the energy of somebody that has literally never had alcohol before, and that is their first time. Because I feel like you should know your limits. So pre-game with your friends, cool. And also because like, drinks are cheaper when you buy them from anywhere that's not at the event. So like, pre-game with your friends. Make sure you eat before you leave your house. If you faint near me, I will shift and keep walking. This is also like me speaking from experience, because I remember at Native Land 2019, I just didn't remember to eat, and somehow, I was about to say somehow I drank, but then how old was I then? I was 15. Was I 15? Wait, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. Fuck. Why is the math not coming? I was 14. Damn. Okay. Let me shut the fuck up now, but just eat. Make sure you eat before you go out. And, like, it's just better to eat in your house than, like, going out and then buying it at, you know, an overpriced place you get. So just make sure you eat before you consume anything. Even if you're not drinking, still eat before you go out so that you don't faint. What else would I say when it comes to preparing for Lagos in December? Ooh, this is a good one. If you're somebody that... I feel like this is a universal thing, like, not having a lot of clothes. Like, even if you have a lot of clothes, like, I can stare at my wardrobe now. I have lots of clothes, but then I just don't have fits like that. So if you're like me, don't wear your really nice fits for a concert. Like, I promise you, nobody's going to see it. If you want to take pictures, that's a different situation. Cool. And, you know, some may argue, oh, I'm not dressing up for anybody. I don't care if nobody sees it. That's your own thing. But for me, I wouldn't wear, like, a really nice fit for a concert. I'm so sorry. Black t-shirt and shorts. Or skirt and a shirt. Like, I'm not doing too much for a concert when it comes to fits, because nobody's going to see it. I'm in the dark. I'm not taking pictures. Like, do you get? Like, I'm not doing too much when it comes to clothing, because nobody's going to see it. So if you're like me, please wear your nice ass fit when people are going to see it. I know we only dress up for ourselves and all of that, but then again, be fucking for real. Wear your nice fits when people can see them. And don't really care too much about dressing up this December. Like, if you're going for a beach thing, just wear a bra. Not really a bra, but, like, you get what I'm saying. Like, and wear shorts, like, jean shorts. A concert, maybe wear a set. Or, like, jeans and a shirt. Not, like, long jeans. Maybe shorts and a shirt. A skirt and a shirt. Like, you don't have to do too much. Like, you can even wear, like, a plain black top and a skirt, or, like, shorts or pants. Like, nobody's really caring. Like, and even with lashes and nails, I mean, do your nails if you want, do your lashes if you want, but for me, I'm, like, almost always going to wear shades. So, like, what's really the point? I don't even have my lashes done. Am I getting them done? Probably the fuck not. But if you want to do that, because, like, it makes things so much easier for you. Like, you can go out last minute if you have, like, lashes done. You don't have to, like, do a full face of makeup. Nails, get your nails done if you want. For me, they are somewhat of an inconvenience. So let me just get them painted. That'll literally be all that I would do. What else would I say? That's pretty much all. I feel like many things are happening at the beach this December. So, like, that's, like, easier for you, so you can just wear, like, a bra and shorts. But yeah, that's all I can think of when it comes to, like, outings, I guess. But I'm still trying to think of more when it comes to outings. And I want to talk about, like, when you're there. Like, I'm talking about, like, pre-gaming, getting ready now, but then when you're there, oh my god, yes. See, yeah, if you want to do makeup for a concert, that is up to you. That's your vibe. But if you're wondering, oh, should I do makeup to go for a concert? I'm going to tell you no. I'm just going to tell you no. Like, there's no reason to. If you have, like, the best setting spray to ever exist, do you. And, you know, you have a fan that you're holding, do you. But then I wouldn't tell you to do makeup to go for a concert. Not because, oh, there's anything wrong with it. But, like, you're going to sweat a lot. Like, for real. Especially if a lot of people are going to be there. Because, like, I'm just seeing the concerts. And, like, they just keep restocking tickets. In my mind, I'm like, there's going to be so many people in this place. So if you want to do makeup, do you. But then if you're asking me if you should, I'm going to tell you no. And I feel like that's why I'm like, okay, if you want to get lashes done, you should. So that, like, all you have to do is just, like, have lashes, line your lips, apply lip gloss, maybe do some eyeliner, and then you're good to go. You don't have to do too much in that area. So that's why I would advise lashes and all. But yeah, makeup, like a full face, I'm not gonna tell you to do that. Like, full face beats, I'm not gonna tell you to do that at all. At all. Like, for real. What else would I say? I'm trying to thing. Yeah, like plan before you go out. Like, don't do too much with the planning because anything could happen. But just plan. Make sure you know how you're going to go, how you're going to come back. Even if you plan on like following somebody else back home, that's fine. But just make sure you plan it, you get, so that you don't get stranded. Because if you get stranded, oops, not going to be looking nice for you. A good one. Oh my goodness. Make sure you have space on your phone for memories. Like, a lot of people don't have space on their phone, and that is not something to be ashamed of, but just try and like clear up your phone just a bit so that you can have space to like make memories. Because just imagine if like a concert is happening and then the singer is like looking into your eyes and then you're about to record and your phone just tells you no story. That's probably going to be painful as shit. So just have space on your phone, like even before every event. You're lucky it's at nighttime, so like in the day, just like clear your phone. Not too much though, but like clear your phone so that you can have space for memories, and then, you know, so you can watch them and be like, yeah, that was me doing this, you know? Now, when it comes to you being at the event itself, to be honest, have fun. Like, that's literally the advice I would give you. Like, I'm never really one to be like, just go crazy, go stupid, but like, go crazy, go stupid. Be safe though. Be safe. Like, very, very, very safe. Like, be fucking safe. But then again, what can you actually do at a concert? Because if you plan on having sex at a concert, then I think you might be the problem. I think you may be the problem. But just be safe. Whatever you're doing, whether it's hooking up with people, whether it's smoking, just be safe. Like, be safe. Know your limits. But then again, have fun. Like, next year, I promise you, January 1st, you can do New Year, New Me. And anything you did in December doesn't count. I'm not counting. And I'm sure you're not counting. So who's counting? Nobody. Do you get? What else? Always be with your friends, especially at concerts. Just, you know, for safety reasons. And it's just more fun with your friends. Like, you know? And like, if a friend, especially girls, if a friend is talking to a man and they're not, like, always, like, read the room, know whether they actually want to be talking to this person or not, and then if they don't, make sure you're able to like get her out of that situation and don't leave her there for too long. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm slay down, my hand just popped. But like, you just know when your friend wants to talk to somebody, and if they don't, then just be like, oh my goodness, let's go and get, like, just pull them out of that situation. That's really what I would say for that one. Is that all I would say for me preparing you for Lagos in December? Is that all I would say? I guess so. Like, I can't really think of anything besides those ones. But all in all, just have fun. I'll try to have fun. I'll tell you guys how it goes though. I'm trying to, so like, the last episode for the season goes up on 24th of December, and I'm trying to just see how things are so that I can have something to tell you guys with regards to like what I did this December in that episode. So I'm trying to have as much fun as possible, and I'll tell you guys how it goes. If it's not fun, I wouldn't even lie and be like, oh, I had so much fun. Like, if it was dead, I would say it with chest and be like, this shit was dead as fuck. Because whenever I go out, I just kind of like remind myself why I don't like to go out. I just hope it's not the same thing now, because I kind of want to have fun. But that's really all that I would say for December. Be risky, but like, also be safe. Like, be very calculated with it though. And if you're being risky, be risky with a friend so that if anything should happen, then you guys have each other. But yeah, be risky, do you, have fun, be safe. Be very, very safe in all aspects, like safe, safety and safe, the other kind of safe. But yeah, that's pretty much all that I would say. Tell me how it goes. Oh my goodness. If you want to, text me and tell me how your December goes. probably put a poll on my story and be like, okay, how was December for you? And then tell me all the gist. Give me all the tea. If you went to the village, still give me all the tea. Anything you do this December, just give me the tea. I'll put a poll on my story. Let me remind myself. So this poll is going to go up on 31st of December. And y'all will give me all the tea. No, 30th of December. And y'all will give me all that tea. Yep, that's pretty much all that I would say. If you're staying in a... Oh my god. If you're staying in an apartment with your friends, please be safe. Especially with men, please be safe. Be safe. Because I feel like it's so funny. Because in Lagos, yeah, you can never suspect some people. Like, you know when... Obviously, this is kind of like classes and all, but then... You look at somebody's appearance before you're like, oh, this one looks like this person wants to kidnap me, or this person looks like their life is put together. They don't need... Do you get what I'm saying? Like, some people just look so put together that, like, you're just like, oh, no, this person can never, like, do anything like that. Do you get? But then some people just look so crusty and dusty that you're like, oh, this one's gonna kidnap me. So... You may just be like, oh, no, like, he's like, put together, he's responsible. Oh, yeah, I'm staying at his apartment, all of that. And then, you find out that, it was all a game. And, well, hopefully it doesn't happen to any of you. Can't happen to me, though, because coming back to my house every night, most nights, I guess. But, yeah, be safe, have fun. That's really all that I can say at this point. And I'll talk to you guys next week, which is the last episode for the season, which is crazy. I'm not going to talk to a mic for 2 months, and that's just going to be so sad. Like, what would I do with my life? Like, where would I be without you guys? You know? Also, this is the 102nd episode. I'm so... like, damn. Like, that's crazy. And one of my friends got me cake for... 101 episodes, and I cried like a child because it was so sweet. Like, bro, I can't wait for us to do the 2023 recap, because I'm like the number one bitch that's like, I don't have friends, but like this year I do have friends, and I'm so thankful, I'm so happy. But yeah, 102 episodes is crazy. Like, 102 episodes of one human being, one girl talking every week is crazy. But yeah, that's all I'll say. Y'all have fun. Make sure you guys please rate, review the podcast, and follow the podcast, and follow my Instagram, the Zaraya Effect Pod. I'm trying to fix that Insta, but still follow it through, and then we'll fix it soon. Let me even open it and see what it looks like. You know, that's the problem. I'm supposed to end it, but I'm like, oh, just wait, let me check. Let me see what it looks like. Oh, Jesus. It looks messy, but yeah, we would fix it before the year runs out. Before season 3 starts, we're going to fix it. And I'm also so happy because I'm fixing so many things. I'm changing the intro music. A lot of shit is being done, and we'll see how that works in 2024. But I'll see you guys next week when we talk about the 2023 recap and how the year went and all of that jazz, and talk to you soon.